Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right, so today we are going to be doing something a little bit different. We're ditching the usual stack of articles and all that research.
Okay.
And we're diving deep into a single story.
Oh.
Your story.
Interesting.
It's a neighborhood conflict.
Okay.
So intense, it could rival like an epic saga or something.
Wow.
And we're here to kind of help make sense of it all.
That's great. What I think is so fascinating here is that we're not just looking at events. We're looking at the psychology and the sociology behind them.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a microcosm of conflict resolution, really, with stakes that feel incredibly high.
Right.
Because it's your life.
Oh, yeah.
It's your home, your peace of mind on the line.
Exactly. And you've been dealing with some serious issues with your next door neighbors.
Okay.
Whites.
Yeah.
Flaming trash piles. Late night karaoke wars.
Wow.
Even a mysterious photograph. Buckle up, because things get really wild.
I am ready. And what's so important to remember is that seemingly minor disputes like this can escalate into deeply entrenched conflicts impacting not just you and the whites, but potentially the entire community.
Oh, wow. So you want to understand what's driving this conflict, right?
Uh-huh.
Is this just a case of bad neighbors, or is there something deeper going on?
I see.
Let's unpack this story and see what we can learn.
I think that's a great idea.
Oh.
The details that you've provided are so incredibly valuable.
Right.
Because they give us this firsthand account full of emotion and these really vivid descriptions.
Yeah.
This allows us to really step into your shoes and understand the impact of this conflict on your life.
It's not just about noise complaints or property lines, is it?
Right.
It's about that feeling of unease, the erosion of trust.
Right.
The sense that your own home isn't the safe haven
it should be.
Absolutely. This constant tension, this feeling of being targeted.
Yeah.
It could take a real psychological toll.
Yeah.
It's a form of low grade stress.
Right.
That can impact your sleep,
wow,
your mood, even your physical health.
Okay, let's start from the beginning.
Okay.
The whites' arrival was, shall we say, memorable.
Okay.
Parking their moving truck right in front of your driveway.
Blocking it.
For hours.
Ugh.
And you know, and when you politely ask them to move it, Mrs. White just brushed you off.
Wow, so this initial encounter is crucial because it sets a precedent.
Right.
Instead of taking the opportunity to like build a positive relationship with a new neighbor, they chose to assert their dominance.
Wow.
To establish this dynamic of disregard.
I'm struck by how these small details can often reveal larger patterns of behavior.
Yeah.
It's almost like a
little red flag popping up.
A warning sign.
Right from the start.
Precisely.
Yeah.
We humans are hardwired to seek out patterns to try to make sense of the world around us.
Yeah.
And these early interactions provide a framework for how we interpret future behavior.
And the bonfire incident.
Oh, yeah.
That's when things really took a turn, wouldn't you say?
Okay.
Waking up at 4 a.m.
Oh, my gosh.
To the smell of smoke.
Oh, wow.
The sound of a leaf blower.
Yeah.
Fanning the flames.
Oh, geez.
And Mrs. White in a sequin bathrobe.
Wow.
Orchestrating the whole chaotic scene.
Okay.
It's almost comical if it weren't so dangerous. Yeah.
The bonfire incident is significant because it introduces the element of risk-taking.
Right.
The whites are no longer just annoying.
Right.
Their actions could have serious consequences for the safety of the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
This often happens in escalating conflicts.
Where individuals feel emboldened to push boundaries further.
It makes you wonder about their motivation, doesn't it?
It really does.
What's going on in their minds that makes them think
this
is acceptable behavior?
That's where things get really interesting.
Yeah.
We have to consider the psychology of attention-seeking behaviors.
Right.
Sometimes even negative attention can be reinforcing for individuals who crave a sense of power or control.
Right.
It's like they're saying, look at me.
Yeah.
I can do whatever I want.
Right.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
And it sounds like they were deliberately trying to provoke a reaction.
Yeah.
Especially with Mr. White shouting at the firefighters while they were putting out the fire.
That defiant attitude, the refusal to acknowledge.
Yeah.
The consequences of their actions is a classic example of what psychologists call externalization of blame. They see themselves as the victims, not the perpetrators, even when their actions clearly harm others.
It's almost as if they're living in a different reality, one where the rules don't apply to them.
Totally.
And this is where I imagine you started to feel truly targeted. It's no longer just inconsiderate neighbors. It's a pattern of harassment.
Absolutely. From a psychological perspective.
Yeah.
This type of behavior can be incredibly damaging.
Right.
It creates a sense of vulnerability, anxiety, and even fear.
Right.
You're constantly on edge,
wondering
what they'll do next. Mm-hmm. And that takes a real toll on your well-being.
And what they did next was a series of acts that, while they might seem petty on the surface, were clearly designed to undermine your sense of peace.
Oh, wow.
We're talking garbage being dumped on your lawn, your sprinkler system being sabotaged, and late night karaoke sessions that would make anyone lose their patience.
These acts of vandalism, while seemingly minor, are calculated to make you feel powerless and frustrated.
Yeah.
It's a way of asserting control, making you feel like you're constantly reacting to their whims.
It's like they're trying to push your buttons to see how far they can go before you break.
And unfortunately, this is a tactic that's often effective.
Yeah.
When people feel harassed and powerless, they often respond in ways that escalate the conflict further.
And then there's the compost incident.
Okay.
Dumping raw chicken parts into your compost pile. That's not just inconsiderate.
No.
It's deliberately antagonistic and potentially a health hazard.
This is where we see the conflict taking on a new dimension.
Right.
Moving from the realm of annoyance.
Yeah.
Into something more sinister.
Right.
It's a violation of your personal space.
Right.
A deliberate act of contamination.
Yeah.
It raises the question, are they just bad neighbors?
Yeah.
Or is something more psychologically disturbing at play?
It's like they're trying to make you feel unsafe in your own home to contaminate the very space that should be your sanctuary.
Yeah.
And it's hard not to feel a sense of dread. Wondering what they'll do next.
This is a critical point in the story because it marks a shift in the power dynamic.
Yeah.
You're no longer just reacting. Mm-hmm. You're starting to feel the need to take action to protect yourself.
Right.
And that's where things get really complicated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Up until this point, you've largely been reacting to the White's provocations.
Right.
But as the conflict escalates, a shift occurs.
Right.
You start taking a more proactive approach.
Right.
Documenting their every move.
Okay.
Photos of the trash.
Right.
Recordings of the karaoke.
Yeah.
Even that bizarre chainsaw and a broomstick incident.
It's interesting because on one hand, it's completely understandable. Sure. You're gathering evidence, building a case.
Right.
When traditional methods of conflict resolution fail, it's natural to want to take matters into your own hands.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, it does blur the lines a bit, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
While documenting the White's behavior is perfectly legal, the intent behind it becomes crucial.
Yeah. Right.
Are you simply gathering evidence for a potential legal case?
Yeah.
Or is there a desire for retaliation?
Right.
That fine line is where things can get tricky.
Especially when you consider that you, too, could engage in some questionable behavior.
Right.
That incident where you were caught on tape.
Oh, yeah.
Muttering about burning their house down.
Okay.
For example.
That outburst.
Right.
Even though it was a private moment of frustration.
Yeah.
Provides them with ammunition.
Right.
They can now paint themselves as the victims.
Wow.
Justifying their own actions.
Right.
This is a classic example
yeah.
of how conflict can trap us
right.
in a cycle of reactivity where our own actions perpetuate
yeah.
the very behavior right. we're trying to stop.
It's a sobering reminder that even when we feel justified,
mm-hmm.
our actions can have unintended consequences.
Yeah. Right.
And speaking of unintended consequences,
okay.
let's talk about the surveillance aspect of this story.
Right.
The photograph of you sitting
yeah.
in your living room.
Okay.
It's a chilling reminder that privacy
yeah.
is increasingly fragile
right.
in this digital age.
The photograph isn't just about
right.
the act of being photographed.
Yeah.
It's about mm-hmm. the psychological impact.
Right.
It's the violation of your personal space.
Yeah.
The feeling that you're being watched,
right.
judged,
yeah. Yeah.
scrutinized.
Yeah.
It creates a
right.
sense of unease,
yeah, yeah.
a constant awareness
yeah.
that your every move
yeah.
is being monitored.
The fact that they were focusing on you
yeah.
specifically while you were in your own home
right.
feels almost predatory, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. Like they're trying to intimidate you
right.
to assert their dominance
right.
even within the walls
yeah.
of your own home.
That's a
yeah.
very astute observation.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It highlights the power dynamic at play.
Right.
They're essentially saying,
right.
we can see you,
yeah.
but you can't see us.
Yeah.
We control the narrative.
It's a tactic
yeah.
that's often used in psychological manipulation
right.
to make the other person feel vulnerable and off balance.
And when you confronted Mrs. White about the photograph,
mm-hmm.
she just smirked and
right.
said, oh, I just thought you looked so peaceful sitting there.
Oh, my God.
It's like she's awesome. Deliberately toying with you,
yeah.
enjoying your discomfort.
That's a classic example
yeah.
of gaslighting,
yeah.
a form of manipulation where the abuser denies or mm-hmm. distorts reality
right.
to make the victim question their own sanity.
Right.
It's designed to sow seeds of doubt
yeah.
to make you wonder if you're overreacting
right.
or if the problem lies with you, not them.
This incident
okay.
marks a turning point in
yeah.
the story.
Right.
The conflict escalates
mm-hmm.
from a series of annoyances
right.
to a full-blown
yeah.
psychological battle.
Right. Yeah.
You're both documenting each other's moves,
yeah.
using that information to gain leverage,
right.
to try to control the narrative.
It's a classic case
yeah.
of mutual assured destruction.
I see.
Where both parties have compromising information
right.
about the other.
Right.
And the threat of exposure
right.
hangs over every interaction
yeah.
and creates this toxic atmosphere
right.
of mistrust and suspicion
mm-hmm.
where genuine communication
right.
becomes almost impossible.
And yet,
yeah.
despite all this,
yeah.
you both seem to be stuck
right.
in this cycle
yeah.
of petty revenge and retaliation.
Yeah.
The Whites park their junk cars
mm.
in front of your house.
Yeah.
So you call a tow truck.
Right.
You put up a fence
yeah.
for some semblance of privacy.
Yeah.
And they retaliate with that giant inflatable Santa.
Wow.
Blaring Christmas carols
oh, no.
in November.
This behavior is
yeah.
indicative of a stalemate.
Right.
Neither side
yeah.
is willing to back down.
Yet both are suffering the consequences.
Yeah.
It becomes a question of
yeah.
who will break first.
Right.
Who will tire
right.
of this exhausting game of kit for tat.
And amidst all this absurdity,
yeah.
there's a palpable sense of sadness in mm-hmm. your story.
Right.
You've described feeling exhausted, frustrated, and
yeah.
trapped your home once a sanctuary has
yeah.
become a battleground.
That's the tragic reality.
Yeah.
of prolonged conflict.
Yeah.
It seeps into
yeah.
every aspect of your life,
right.
poisoning your peace of mind,
yeah.
your relationships,
yeah.
even your sense of self.
Right.
You start to question your own judgment,
mm-hmm.
your
mm-hmm.
ability to cope.
Yeah.
It can be incredibly isolating.
Yeah.
And emotionally draining.
And it's clear that this constant tension
right.
is taking a toll on your well-being.
Yeah.
You've even mentioned having thoughts of retaliation.
Yeah. That know. In calmer moments
yeah.
are irrational
right.
and potentially dangerous.
This is a common response to feeling trapped
mm-hmm.
and powerless
right.
when traditional methods of conflict resolution fail
right.
and the situation feels unbearable.
Yeah.
The mind can wander to extreme solutions.
Yeah.
It's important to recognize these thoughts
mm.
for what they are.
Yeah.
A sign that the situation is overwhelming you,
right.
not a rational
yeah.
plan of action.
So where do you go from here?
That is the question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Is there any hope for resolution
mm-hmm.
when things have escalated to this
point.
Yeah,
that's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
In these deeply entrenched conflicts,
yeah,
traditional methods of resolution,
right,
like mediation,
yeah,
or involving a homeowners association,
yeah,
often prove ineffective.
Right.
The parties are so entrenched in their positions.
So convinced of their own righteousness.
Yeah.
That finding common ground seems impossible.
It's like they've become,
yeah,
caricatures of themselves.
Right.
These warring factions,
yeah,
defined entirely by their animosity, even admitted to feeling hate.
Right.
A powerful,
yeah,
and consuming emotion,
yeah,
for people you barely know.
This brings us to a crucial point.
Yeah.
The nature of conflict itself.
Okay.
Often what we perceive as conflict with another person,
yeah,
is in reality,
yeah,
a reflection,
mm-hmm,
of our own internal struggles.
Right.
The whites,
yeah,
with their outlandish behavior,
right,
could be seen as projections,
right,
of your own anxieties,
mm-hmm,
your frustrations,
mm-hmm,
with the limitations,
right,
of your seemingly perfect,
yeah,
suburban life.
It's like they become, yeah, a convenient scapegoat
of
deeper unresolved issues.
Of course. This is just one interpretation.
Well, right.
Without hearing the white's perspective,
yeah,
it's impossible to fully understand the dynamics,
yeah,
at play.
Right.
Perhaps they have their own grievances, their,
mm-hmm,
own justifications,
yeah,
for their actions.
And that's what makes this whole story so compelling,
mm-hmm,
so thought-provoking.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that every conflict has multiple layers,
yeah,
multiple perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
There are no easy answers.
Yes.
No clear-cut, mm-hmm, heroes or villains.
Exactly. And that's something for you to ponder.
Okay.
How often do we allow,
right,
our perceptions of others,
yeah,
to dictate our reality?
Mm-hmm.
How often do we fall into the trap,
right,
of viewing conflict,
yeah,
as a battle to be won,
yeah,
rather than an opportunity,
right,
for understanding and growth?
It's easy to get caught up,
yeah,
in the drama,
yeah,
the back and forth,
yeah,
the desire for vindication.
Right.
But ultimately, what does that achieve?
Mm.
As this story so poignantly illustrates,
yeah,
holding on to anger and resentment,
right,
only perpetuates,
yeah,
this cycle of suffering.
This is not to say,
yeah,
that you should condone their behavior,
right,
or allow yourself to be walked all over.
Right.
But perhaps,
yeah,
by recognizing the complexities,
yeah,
of human interaction.
Right.
By acknowledging their humanity,
yeah,
even in the face of,
yeah,
their hurtful actions,
right,
you can start to find a path,
right,
towards a more peaceful,
yeah,
more fulfilling existence.
It's a powerful message,
mm,
and one that resonates,
yeah,
far beyond the confines,
yeah,
of this particular,
yeah,
neighborhood dispute.
Right.
So as you navigate,
yeah,
the inevitable conflicts,
right,
in your own life,
yeah,
remember this story.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that sometimes the most challenging battles,
yeah,
are not fought,
yeah,
on the front lawn, but within the depths of,
yeah,
our own hearts and minds.
And with that thought,
yeah,
we conclude our deep dive,
oh, yeah,
into your story.
All right.
We hope this exploration has prompted you,
yeah,
to consider the complexities of human conflict,
yeah,
and the importance of seeking understanding,
yeah,
even in the face of adversity.
Thank you for sharing,
yeah,
your experience with us. It's a story that I think will resonate with many, yeah, of our listeners, reminding us all that even in seemingly idyllic settings,
yeah,
conflict can take root,
right,
and impact our lives,
yeah,
in profound ways. We left off talking about that feeling of being trapped,
yeah,
in this stalemate with the whites.
Right.
Like, you're both locked in this,
yeah,
bizarre, almost choreographed,
yeah,
dance of retaliation.
Exactly.
They push a button.
Yeah.
You push back,
uh-huh,
and the cycle just keeps repeating. What's so striking about this phase,
yeah,
of the conflict is the, mm, way it's consumed,
yeah,
so much of your energy and attention.
Yeah. Right.
You're constantly on guard,
mm-hmm,
anticipating their next move,
yeah,
strategizing your response.
Right.
It's almost as if the conflict itself,
yeah,
has become an entity,
wow,
feeding on your distress.
You mentioned feeling like you're,
yeah,
living in a war zone,
right,
with your home,
yeah,
as the battleground.
Right.
That sense of unease, of,
yeah,
not being able to truly relax in your own space,
mm-hmm,
is incredibly draining.
Absolutely. One of the most insidious aspects,
okay,
of this type of conflict,
yeah,
is the way it erodes your sense of safety and security,
right.
your home,
yeah.
which should be a haven,
right.
a place of peace
yeah.
and rejuvenation, mm-hmm. becomes a source mm-hmm. of anxiety and stress.
And yet, despite the toll it's taking,
you've resisted the urge
right.
to simply move.
Yeah.
You've said that yeah. part of you wants to stay and fight to reclaim your sense of peace.
That's a very human response.
Yeah.
We have this deep-seated need
right.
to feel in control mm-hmm. of our environment,
yeah.
to believe that we can create a sense of yeah. order and security
right.
in our lives.
Right.
Giving up,
yeah.
moving away,
yeah.
can feel like admitting defeat,
right.
like letting them win.
But is there a way to win in this situation?
Right.
It feels like any attempt at yeah. direct communication
yeah.
would be met with hostility
right.
and involving outside parties
yeah.
hasn't yielded yeah. any lasting solutions.
That's the challenge with these
right.
deeply entrenched conflicts.
Right.
The usual approaches often backfire, fueling the flames
right.
rather than extinguishing them.
Right.
The whites have shown a pattern of escalating their behavior.
Right.
in response to any perceived challenge
yeah.
to their control.
So what's the alternative?
Hmm.
Do you just resign yourself to living in this constant state of tension,
yeah.
forever bracing for the next attack?
That's where the real work begins.
Okay.
The work of shifting
yeah.
your own mindset.
Right.
Of finding ways to detach from the conflict
yeah.
without surrendering your sense of self.
That sounds incredibly difficult.
It is.
Yeah.
Especially when you're dealing with someone who seems so intent
yeah.
on making your life miserable.
Mm-hmm.
It is difficult, but it is possible.
Okay.
One approach
yeah.
is to reframe the way you view the conflict.
Right.
Instead of seeing it
yeah.
as a battle to be won or lost.
Okay.
Think of it as a chronic condition
okay.
that needs to be managed.
I see.
Just as someone with a chronic illness
right.
might learn coping mechanisms
right.
to minimize the impact
right.
on their daily life.
Yeah.
You can develop strategies
okay.
to protect your emotional well-being
mm-hmm.
in the face of ongoing conflict.
What kind of strategies are we talking about?
It might involve
yeah.
setting firm boundaries,
okay.
both physical and emotional.
Right.
This could mean
yeah.
limiting your interactions with the whites,
okay,
refusing to engage in their provocations,
right,
and focusing on creating a sense of peace
yeah.
and serenity
mm-hmm.
within your own home.
It's almost like building a psychological shield,
right,
deflecting their negativity,
exactly,
rather than absorbing it.
It's about recognizing
right.
that you cannot control their behavior,
right,
but you can control your own reactions.
Mm.
You can choose not to let their actions
yeah.
dictate your emotional state.
This is where mindfulness practices, such as meditation or
right.
deep breathing exercises,
yeah.
can be incredibly valuable.
Absolutely.
They yeah. can help you develop a sense of inner calm and
yeah.
resilience,
right.
making it easier to detach from the emotional roller coaster of the conflict.
It's about training your mind
right.
to focus on the present moment, on the things you can control,
right.
rather than dwelling on the past
yeah.
or worrying about the future.
Another strategy you mentioned is
yeah.
finding ways to reclaim your sense of agency.
Yeah.
It's easy to feel powerless
right.
when you're constantly reacting to someone else's actions.
Yeah.
But there are still things you can do
absolutely.
To assert your own autonomy.
It might involve focusing on activities
okay.
that bring you
yeah.
joy and fulfillment.
Okay.
Connecting with supportive friends and family
mm-hmm.
or seeking professional guidance
okay.
to help you navigate the
yeah.
emotional challenges of this situation.
Right.
It's about remembering that your life is bigger than this conflict.
You're right.
And you have the power to create
yeah.
a fulfilling and meaningful existence, even in the face of adversity.
It's a powerful message and one that
yeah.
I think will resonate with many of our listeners
yeah.
who are struggling
yeah.
with their own conflicts, whether
yeah.
they involve with difficult neighbors,
yeah.
family members,
yeah.
or coworkers.
Right.
The idea that
really.
True peace comes from within,
yeah.
that we have the power to choose
right.
how we respond to external challenges
yeah, right.
is incredibly empowering.
And while there's no guarantee
right.
that the whites
yeah.
will ever change their behavior
right.
by focusing on your own well-being,
yeah.
by refusing to let their actions define your life,
yeah.
you can break free from the cycle of conflict
yeah.
and reclaim your sense of peace.
We've covered a lot of ground
we had
in this deep dive.
into your story,
mm-hmm.
from the initial red flags to the escalating acts of aggression, the psychological manipulation, and the exhausting stalemate we've explored, the complexities of this conflict and the toll it's taken on your life.
We've talked about the importance of understanding the psychology behind these behaviors, the dangers of getting caught in a cycle of retaliation, and the need to shift your mindset from one of conflict to one of management.
And while this has been a challenging story to unpack, it's also been incredibly insightful.
It has.
It's a reminder that even in seemingly idyllic settings, conflict can fester and impact our lives in profound ways.
But it's also a story of resilience, of the human capacity to adapt and find ways to thrive.
Even in the face of adversity.
Thank you for sharing your experience with us.
Of course.
We hope that this deep dive has provided you with some valuable insights and perhaps more importantly, a sense of hope that even in the darkest of times, there is always a path towards healing and peace.
And to all our listeners out there, we encourage you to share your own stories, your own struggles, and your own triumphs.
Right.
Because by sharing our experiences, by listening to each other with empathy and understanding, we can learn from one another and find strength in the shared human experience.
That's it for this deep dive.
All right.
We'll be back next week with another fascinating story.
Yeah.
Another opportunity to explore the complexities of the human experience.
Yeah.
Until then, take care. Be kind to yourselves. And remember, you are not alone.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.